Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian Patriot Remnant, End Times Crew. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we are broadcasting from the Free Zones, the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. All right. Well, we've got, all sorts of different things to cover today, especially since... this is going to be the big, you know, quote unquote, the big GOP debate.
Oh, right? That's right. I forgot about that going on.
Yeah. Well, and apparently Trump says he's going to be very busy this evening, and so he will not obviously be there or have anything to do with it.
Right. And why should he? Of course, DeSantis is trying to, you know, he's trolling him. He's saying Trump shows a sense of entitlement by skipping the first debate. Really?
Oh, yeah, right.
Entitlement.
Entitlement.
Huh?
Wow, that's an interesting way to put it, especially since, nobody else stands a chance. All they're doing is basically providing entertainment for anybody that's willing to watch that.
I think DeSantis is showing a sense of entitlement by saying that Trump should even be in the same room with him.
I know.
To talk about any issues at all.
Yep, that's right.
You know, that's pretty entitled right there to think that you have the right to be on the same stage as Trump, that you're like 50 points behind from.
Yeah, right.
You know, but
he does a good job as a governor. He does an excellent job, and he just needs to go back home and continue doing a good job for his state.
Yeah. Quit being so entitled. You're not presidential material yet. You got 4 more years.
That's right.
And
we also have, you know, what's going on with Trump today, as he's preparing to be arrested in Georgia on Thursday. Listen to this, his statement. He says, "Can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday to be arrested by a radical left district attorney, Fannie Willis, who is overseeing one of the greatest murder and violent crime disasters in American history. In my case, the trip to Atlanta is not for murder, but for making a perfect phone call. She campaigned and is continuing to campaign and raise money on this witch hunt.
Yep.
This is in strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. It's all about election interference." And, you know, there's only one place that I would like to correct him on that statement. And he says, crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. It should be... DIJ, Department of Injustice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
or DOI.
Yeah,
DOI. There we go.
It's exactly what it is, too. And everybody knows it. And hey, look, Hawaii, 70 to 80% Democrat. Joe Biden shows up and they are furious. I'm like, hey, this is what you voted for.
Right.
When you vote Democrat, this is what you get.
Yes.
And I think they're starting to see the light. This is what you get when you vote Democrat today. It's not the same Democrat as it was, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's all communists now. And so,
yep.
But, and it's interesting that instead of being called communists, the usurping communists, the sneaky, infiltrating, organization destroying, nation destroying,
lying
communists, they're calling them uniparty. Just call them communists, for crying out loud. That's what they are. That's
right.
What they can plan to continue to be.
Yep. Those are the Republicans and the Democrats that are on the same mission, the same self-destructive mission for our country.
That's
yeah,
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
So first wiffle bat gets swung at Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, Soros-backed DA, and boy, she is making a huge mistake.
That is not a DA. That's not a district attorney, by the way. She's filling the slot, but that is a communist activist.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So now I've got another wiffle bat here before we get to the word of the day. This one goes to Jay Inslee.
Oh, good.
Yeah, right here in Washington State. This one of our listeners posted on our Telegram channel. So I got tossed this information from a trusted inside source. Listen to this. Our aircraft have been grounded. You guys know we got wildfires going on all over the place. And one of those is named the Oregon Fire because of the name of the road that it's near. It has nothing to do with the state of Oregon. Anyway, listen. Our aircraft have been grounded due to visibility. Today, we finally got to fly the Oregon Fire. Dave Ritchie, who is the aviation officer for Washington State Department of Natural Resources, grounded two Type 1 helicopters who were actively working bucket drops for a photo op with Governor Jay Inslee.
Oh, you must be kidding.
At the Deer Park Airport. They pulled two large aircraft from your fire for a photo op. As soon as it was over, both rotors were back on the fire. I can't, in my position, expose this, but if this gets out by word of mouth, it'd be nice. You lost 2 hours of bucket work from two Black Hawk helicopters for pictures.
Yeah, for pictures with that guy of all people.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yep.
So, wiffle bat to Jay Inslee.
No kidding.
And this director of DNR for not fighting for these guys to be able to be in the air fighting fires.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. What's this guy's name? Dave Ritchie, the aviation officer for Washington State DNR.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
climate cultists.
We've got plenty more wiffle batting to do right after the break, but we had probably better get to the word of the day.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 11 that read, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men, but avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned." And that's it.
Wow. You had to pull that one out on Wiffle Bat Wednesday?
It's not up to me. It's a random turning.
That's why we use Wiffle Bats and not what they actually deserve.
Well, right. Okay. Well, so there's... This is a really good topic because
it is.
Because there's an awful lot of misinterpretation of this.
Right.
This particular type of scripture, because people think that like for instance, verse 1, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. That is referring to a lawful government. And that is also referring to rulers that are actually supposed to be in their positions, not people that have stolen their positions through fraudulent elections.
Right. And then this also is kind of a companion scripture, if you will, to Romans chapter 13.
Right.
You know, obey the government.
That's right.
And you're right. This one is, now we are to be peaceable and we are to pray for our leaders.
That's right.
But we are also to stand for righteousness and to stand against injustice
and
evil. And people that are at war with God, if you're an enemy of God, you're an enemy to believers.
That's right.
You know, and
we pray for Trump all the time because he is our elected leader. And so we absolutely are subject to his authority, willing to obey and ready for every good work under Trump, because he was the one that was legally elected. And so, you know, I mean, as far as that goes, that's exactly
right.
You have to understand what this is trying to say and what it is not saying.
Yeah.
And
it is,
so
there's definitely a godless agenda, and it is, well, fraudulent. People in positions fraudulently, like
that's
you pointed
right.
out.
Yep.
And then when they want to take you on the road and demand that you participate with them in a campaign against God's word.
Right. And also be breaking the law, the Constitution, and not be willing to prosecute actual criminals.
Right.
That is, you know, it's, you also are required to be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. And so wise as a serpent. Okay. First of all, nobody in their right mind is going to suddenly bow down to some criminal who just steps in and says, oh, guess what? I'm your leader now. Now respect me.
Right.
That would not be wise. That would be utter foolishness.
Right.
And so there's absolute discernment, and yes, be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men, especially those who you're trying to win over for the kingdom.
Right.
Now, if you're fighting a war, that doesn't apply.
Well, you're right. And that's when you have to, well, it goes back to discernment, like you said. Like when David confronted Goliath, that wasn't a time to go up and give him a hug and share the gospel right. with him and right. tell him, you know, the true God, we worship the true God. Come on over and join us. Let's be friends.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
You know.
And this is also referring to other Christians, you know, like, and what gives that away as to who they're talking about is verses 10 and 11, because it says here, reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. And so that is referring to a divisive man within your group.
Right.
And
right.
and so this is how you, that's how you correct and then eventually have to kick out a divisive man. And
yes.
That means that he is within your group. These all are describing people within your group, people that are supposed to be in your group, fellow Christians, legally elected authorities, you know.
Right.
Those are the people that these verses are talking about. So you have to use use common sense first of
right.
all, and then beyond that, make sure you read it all. Make sure you read it all and have it all in context. Like if it wasn't for the verses 10 and 11 pointing to exactly who those verses are talking about
right.
specifically, you might not have known that for sure. And so those verses explain it. And so, you know, I think that's a good read. I think, in fact, that's an excellent thing for Wifflebat Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there was a lot of contention between believers in the church.
That's right.
And there were some people that were being rebellious, even against the authority in the church that were somebody, you know, were, that would approach you for some sin that you're engaged in. And you're supposed to be obedient to that. You know, when your brothers are trying to correct you.
Right.
And, you know, that's another component to this as well.
Exactly. So, yep.
Well, good. All right. So that's Titus.
Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
All right. Got it. 1 through 11 or 3 through 11? Wait.
Chapter 3, Got 1 it. Through 11.
1 through 11. Got it. All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Praise God.
All right, guys. Hey, if you have a website for a ministry or a business or for any reason, you need to have that hosted someplace. You want to make sure you're not going to get canceled or blocked because you're too conservative or something. Well, why don't you have your website hosted with a Christian Patriot-owned web hosting company right here in the American Redoubt. That's tlcwebhosting.com. They'll take great care of you. They take great care of us. And if you check them out at tlcwebhosting.com, They'd be more than happy to help you. All right, segment two coming up right after the break. Stick around, Patriots.
People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of this the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way. And in a way that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border.
Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying.
That more action needs to be taken. So it has to be legislative action. We're going to continue to call Congress to do that. And so this is important to this president.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Don't delay. Things are coming down hard and fast. So make sure that you are self-reliant. And you can learn more at prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, this is awesome Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Oh, isn't it? Well, you know, as most of you probably already know, the whole BRICS summit is happening right now in South Africa. It's the BRICS 15th annual summit. And, President 11 showed up there on Tuesday night, getting prepared for that. And multiple other dignitaries showed up for that too from Russia. And also that what says here that the France President Emmanuel Macron was rejected entry to the BRICS summit. Now there's a wiffle batting for them.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm actually glad that they rejected him from going to that. His own nation should reject him from going back home too.
Right.
They should just flat out exile that guy. They need to Napoleon him.
Right.
You know, because what he is doing to that nation, I feel so terrible for France. I mean, how many of you have wanted to go and visit Paris? Go and you know, visit the Loire Valley and see all of the French castles and estates and stuff. And now you can't even go there. It's just overrun with Muslims that are attacking people.
Now you can go there and see all the mosques and run for your life because you're being ran out of a neighborhood where you don't belong.
Chased down by Muslims that are trying to kill you. Yeah, that's just quite the way that he tanked his own nation. And
yeah,
so
it's sad. And that's Europe all over.
Yep.
Everywhere.
That's right.
And, you know, the citizens are fed up. So now the pendulum swings to the other end of the spectrum where, you know, now in Sweden, they're burning copies of the Quran in the street, which is enraging the Muslim world. Now they're burning churches down in Pakistan.
Right.
And, you know, like I was saying, this is kind of a foreshadowing of what's to come in the tribulation. We're seeing little pieces of it, you know, the wildfires, the natural disasters, the upheaval, the crime, the violence. And the second horseman, I believe it's white horseman, then black, or I can't remember which one. The second one is given authority to remove peace from the earth.
Right.
And men will kill men. And so it's just going to be violence. And you see, you know, some of the channels that we follow, like in the inner cities, the gratuitous killing, the murders, it's unbelievable. Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You would think we're in Mogadishu right now. When you look at all of the major cities of the United States,
oh yeah,
completely crime-ridden, drug, zombies, you know, hunched over in the streets.
Right.
People just, you know, walking into stores, whole groups of people, just they walk in, they come out with armloads of expensive goods, and businesses now are moving out of the cities. It's pretty amazing to see. But, you know, this is a foreshadowing. This
right.
is a foreshadowing of, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be.
Well, and speaking of the fires, like you brought up here, I've got something here from Turkey that describes maritime traffic from the Aegean Sea to the Sea of Marmara has been suspended due to the ongoing forest fire in the Turkish northwestern province of Çanakkale.
Yes.
And I went, oh my gosh, that's really something, because if you've got, you know, well, just like we're seeing with the Panama Canal, it apparently there's such drought down there that there's over 200 cargo
yes.
ships that are waiting to pass through the canal, and they can't get through because there's not enough water going
right.
through there. And so, you know, maritime traffic is kind of under attack, you know, and it's
yeah.
and it seems to be from natural attack, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, of course the fires aren't, those are all global coordinated arson events, but just the fact that we're looking at maritime traffic being blocked,
millions and millions of dollars worth of cargo being destroyed, but well, a lot of
that's
it is
right.
food that's rotting on these cargo ships.
That's right.
Because they can't get it moved.
Right. And so that's quite the interesting problem to have. I don't think I've ever heard about Panama ever not being able to get boats through
right.
there. You know,
well,
I
have
mean,
we heard of how many food processing plants bursting into flames and industrial complexes?
That's right.
Train derailments.
Yep.
I mean, you know, these are, and people try to dismiss it by saying, well, these things have always happened. We just have a more robust news network where we can report it. No, that's not true. We have not had the scale that we are seeing of these, all of these different types of events.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you know, we've lived in the Pacific Northwest all our lives. And yes, there have been wildfires here and there, but usually when I was growing up, the only time it was smoky in the fall was when they were burning the fields, which they banned because it's bad for the environment. So now we have wildfires
right.
for weeks where you can't even see a mile.
Yeah, that's right. A fire, so long as it works for the globalists, fires are just fine. You know,
yeah.
they tried to ban wood stoves in Washington, and I even went to a public meeting about it with Department of Ecology. And, you know, here they're so concerned about air quality at that point. And yet, you know, that's just wood stoves. We're not talking about all of the tens of thousands of acres that are on fire right now. And the smoke is so thick. I mean, where's their air quality complaints now, you know?
Right. And they're not talking about that, right? They're not talking about the tons of carbon that's going into the...
Yes, right.
Right. They're talking
right.
about our cars or, you know, gas stoves. I mean, that seems to be, you know, where we need to focus. But they're trying to push this regime to call for a climate emergency, which is going to give them all kinds of power. But they're already also starting the narrative for new lockdowns coming this fall due to the new COVID variants. Well, the people aren't buying it anymore.
Right. They're not going to be able to pull it off.
Right. Well, meanwhile, they're talking about, you know, already getting your vaccines because of this new variant. Look, we've got now, what, three commercial pilots have died in flight in the last week.
Yep, that's right.
And they're not talking about that. The Air Force, what's this? The Air Force refuses to share causes of death of 17 people who died at Tinker Air Force Base in 2023.
Right.
Nothing to see here.
Well, what's also interesting is that the elite have declared that they will only fly with unvaccinated pilots. Get that.
That's right.
So tell me if they don't know what's really going on. You know, they're not going to risk their lives with somebody that's had a vaccine, and yet they've thrust it on the rest of the world. Why? Because they are depopulationists and they know how those vaccines work.
Yeah. And interesting, too, to see some of these like dating sites that are for unvaccinated only. And now blood transfusion blood banks for non-vaccinated blood only. So you can contribute, you can donate your own blood as an unvaccinated, and they test you. And all the blood that goes into this bank, when you sign up for this and you donate blood, if you ever need blood in an emergency, it's guaranteed and tested to be, you know, MRNA free.
Wow.
And what a interesting time to be living in right now.
Well, and back to the fires too. Here we're talking about fires all over the place. Well, there is a new fire, and this one's in Texas this time. And it says here that the last update this morning from the sheriff's office said the fire burned about 700 acres and is contained by plow lines. Fire officials will be monitoring the scene throughout the day. And so, boy, that's really something. I mean, I can't speak for Texas, but I know in our area, there is no natural causes of any of these fires. And as we were pointing out, that the arson is, you know, there's arsonists as well. In fact, there was one guy that was caught yesterday. And so I haven't been able to find any more information about him, but he was caught setting fires. And
in the greater Spokane area?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. And so, so the second person has been caught, and that doesn't even begin to cover all of the other multiple eyewitnesses of men on motorcycles throwing jars with rags lit in them into ditches. And yes. So multiple eyewitnesses have seen those as well. So,
keep your eyes peeled. And I know that some patriots have been taking the initiative and patrolling their communities, you know, especially wooded areas, just watching for anything suspicious.
That's right.
You know, we've got to have our head on a swivel. We definitely have to have increased situational awareness. These are the times that we're in.
No kidding. Yep.
Well, all right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there. You be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bout Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.